Kiwi and Māori. When Māori arrived in Aotearoa, they gave Kiwi its name. Tangata whenua. Many traditions say Kiwi is the eldest child of Tāne Mahuta, who created plants and birds. Humans are also relatives of Tāne Mahuta, so Kiwi are our elder brothers and sisters and offer us protection. Kiwi kaitiaki. Many Māori are actively involved as kaitiaki of Kiwi, using traditional knowledge about the bird to protect and restore populations in their rohe. The special relationship between iwi taketake and Kiwi has been formally recognised as part of the Treaty of Waitangi settlement claims for a number of iwi and hapu. I wonder if you or anyone you know is involved in traditional protection of Kiwi. The hidden bird of Tāne. Māori sometimes hunted Kiwi for meat, skin and feathers. Special chants and rituals took place before a Kiwi hunt began. This is because Kiwi are under the special protection of Tāne Mahuta, god of the forest. To cook them, birds were preserved in their fat and steamed in a hangi. Treasured cloaks, kahu kiwi. Māori used kiwi feathers for chiefly ceremonial cloaks, kahu kiwi. Kahu kiwi are nearly always named and are great taonga, usually reserved for chiefs. They carry the wairua of the birds themselves. Today, feathers are gathered from kiwi that die naturally or through road accidents or attacks from predators. Have you or anyone in your whānau worn a kahu kiwi?